Might be entertaining if the animals ran the zoo. Sometimes commentator Baxter Black believes pets control his household.
On occasion, my dogs take over my commentary, and they are asking me to read it to you. And yes, they can type 60 words a minute, give or take a minute. They're holding me at bone point, so here we go. By way of introduction, let me say that I, Pancho Villa de Perro Valiente, am the new head of ranch security at the Black Rancho on Red Chili Road. I come from a long line of Australian Shepherd cow dogs, and I am assisted by Hattie, Hoof Eater, and Blue Heeler Cross. You may be under the illusion that B. Black, cowboy poet, is an expert at ranching, an accomplished veterinarian, and an equestrian authority. Well, that's only true in the sense that the Expos claim to be a professional ball team, and that Cuba is considered a superpower. I admit Hattie and I like it when he shoes the horses. Lots of good nibblings. Normally you wouldn't associate that much blood with farriery, but cut to the quick, Black likes to get his money's worth. He only shoes his own horses, not other people's, and it's a practical decision. Most people can't afford to have him lame that long. We go with him to check the cows, 15 head in two sections. You'd think after 4 years of checking the same arroyos and mesquite thickets, he'd know where to look. No way. He wakes up in a new world every day. It's easier to follow the migrating path of the bovine lungworm than to stay with him on a circle. And since he can't tell the cows apart, he counts the same ones 3 or 4 times. Management material, he ain't. Well, one of the highlights of being Bumbling Black's dogs is the leftovers. Quail parts, hoof trimmings, lizard tails, snake heads, cow horns, goldfish from his tank maintenance program, and molasses from the tub feeder. And as to his veterinary skills, I am thankful that he takes me and Hattie to Dr. Leverance. Hattie got snake bit again, and I ate a box of Decon. I know, but I just can't help it. She's saved us both more than once. Dr. Ha-Ha Black did treat Choco, his left-handed rope horse. He mostly did nothing, so Choco got well in spite of him. Well, it's not a bad life out here in the rough country. We spend a lot of quality time keeping the birds off the bird feeder, barking at the coyotes or javelina, and just tracking old backs around the place. Talk about a migrating lungworm. He's got unfinished projects scattered from the water trap to the sand pile. Never gets anything finished. Right now he's replanting some of the bougainvillea in front of his shop. Poor fool. Oh, well, it'll only take me 5 minutes to dig him up again. Well, that's it for now. Vaya con huesos, Pancho Villa and Hattie.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.